Flubble montage time.
Yes.
Yeah. Did AJ's tongue have a stroke?
I think a lot of folks did this week.
Final thoughts, AJ.
Yes, everybody I ran into at Terrificon, thanks for the love for the show.
Ashley.
According to the internet statistics, the TV character George Jetson.
Is this a final thought or a final paragraph?
Was born yesterday, July 31st. July 31st.
Happy birthday, George Jetson.
Thought it was fun. Fun final fact.
Wow.
Fun final fact.
No, it's a fun final
That's
fact.
A new bit.
Fun final fact. fun final fact.
Final thought fact.
Yep.
She's in space with George Jetson.
Yes, she
George
is.
Jetson.
I can't even keep up right now.
Damn it. Just say goodbye, everybody.
I've been good.
Could you please?
I've been good.
You got this. 29 push-ups. Pardon
me. Push-ups.
Yeah. You got that, too. You got that, too. Yeah, you got this.
Don't raise the bar too high.
No, I'm saying the 13. You got that, but you can do 29 also. Maybe not in 1 minute, but yeah.
I don't think you could wear flip-flops as a cop.
I wouldn't wear flip-flops. No, as a cop on off-duty, yes.
Yeah.
Unless you call and find out what's down there first.
Yep. If your coffee's cold, put a finger in, warm it up. We got a heat advisor tomorrow and for Friday as well. It's going to kind of get kind of hot.
15 minutes of volume delays, Bridgeport into Fairfield, 95 southbound.
When it comes wedding to cracks.
Go straight to the heart of advanced.
Did you just spit your water out?
Coffee.
Wow.
It's in my nose.
Okay.
Extra heavy through Fairfield on 95 southbound this morning, just due to the extra heavy, wet roadways are causing extra heavy traffic.
It's going to be in the high 400 million.
It's more than $2 that I win. Yes, sure, yes.
Yes, whatever you just said.
I win $2.
Yeah.
On Columbia Records, a 45 Bruce Springsteen Fire.
We up to $10 for Bruce.
And the record sleeve has a picture of him, young Bruce, with a guitar.
Yes.
Don.
Schubert?
No. No, it's Dan McElhinney.
Dan McElhinney, yes.
What is it?
Dan McElhinney.
McInerney?
McInerney.
Yeah. You are way closer than me.
Also, if you want to look for people for Carb U team.
I think you're guaranteeing yourself cold food.
Yeah. Because what they'll do is they'll make you
it's
order.
Already on the, it's already in the.
They put it aside.
What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah. Like okay. The moment you make it, that order, they're going to take care of it. And that's why it's getting cold fries. That's why.
He can get another flight somewhere else later.
Yeah, he's compensated. Yeah, it's good.
It's not compensated.
The voucher.
I'm just saying compensated. I have no idea.
I know you don't.
Just trying to agree with you.
I'm just.
Let's focus on that. It's the water from the bathroom.
While we're,
ew. Not the toilet, I
not
hope.
Not the toilet, no.
No. Be clearer.
Why would you say the bathroom?
Well, I thought maybe, you guys would like, Well, what just happened? What just happened? Let's be honest.
Just forget.
I just wanted to watch these guys freak out. Sam Elliott. I mean, the fight scenes are legendary. They're epic. And Patrick Swayze outside already. Meanwhile, a bunch of guys and him are having a huge brawl. So he's like a little help, and he just the two of them obliterate these five guys. They just because I guess the guy like that some because Ben Gazzara owns the town. He's like the badass.
I think Ashley's right. Do the vocals.
Almost died.
Another the wrong pipe.
When grandma stopped screaming, that means the cookies are done. It's a picture of a car. That was really me.
Why don't you do it slow so we can understand?
There was a picture of a car.
The other one is the fob.
The key fob. Right. That's a good idea. That's a good
idea.
You
can't lock the car without it.
Yeah, make the noise.
It'll do what?
Da-da-da. Noise.
Did you see that Netflix show? What the hell was that called?
Swindler.
That's it.
Yeah.
Very she fun. Did it.
I'm working it out.
An Ohio woman named Suzanne Fernakak.
Fernakak.
Fernakak. Don't talk back.
If you were to do it.
Oh, no.
Off the cuff.
Oh, no.
How would that go?
Eric.
You better show up. That was your from the hip, from the heart.
Yep. Hip and heart. I love you with my whole body and my hip and my heart. And let's spend together forever.
It's like the Stones rewrote their song and they did stupidly.
Can
we check for gas in that room?
Yeah, I wouldn't wing it. Okay. I said I loved you in the Green Mile.
Yeah, you got him confused. Michael Clark Duncan or Duncan Clark. I forget how it went.
How his name goes?
Yeah, that figure was Clunk. Michael Clunkin. Clunkin. Michael. Oh, this is so friggin' Friday. Michael Clark Duncan. That's it.
I love how you turned an embarrassing moment for me into an embarrassing moment for you.
That's what I do for you.
Wow.
I hate that name. He's dead now. Good.
He's not dead.
Yes, he is.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Been dead.
Yep. Probably tried to pronounce his own name.
Chasney, day in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Scott Haney, Channel 3 Weather on the phone. Good morning.
You're listening to that, and I'm listening to this.
And I want you to know, baby, I love you like a love song, baby.
Oh, it's because we're gay.
Sounds like you were choking on something, though, like a Zen.
Oh, my God. Alyssa, Ashley,
you remember Alyssa?
Yes, Alyssa Goji.
Hi.
Yes.
Oh, Scott.
Look at that. See, he knows your name.
Oh, my God. My mom probably just lost
fainted.
Her mind.
Just fainted.
Scott,
yeah,
we love
Phil
you,
Phil told me. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, Phil did?
All right. Whatever. You could have played it off, Scott.
Yeah,
it's okay. We're both gay. It would have been nice.
It would have been like a gay thing.
Oh, I didn't know you were on the team. I forgot about that.
You did know.
Are you
know.
On the same team? Wouldn't it be different teams?
Well, different
factions. Not in jeopardy.
It's like same
so
game,
far,
but different teams.
Many,
right.
Yeah.
I've heard of too many lesbians exposed to the monkeypox. It's mostly the gay men.
Yeah. What is up with that? I don't know.
We don't like the same thing.
I got my first vaccine.
Nice.
You got the monkeypox one?
Yep. I went to Cherry Grove in Long Island, and I got an email saying sign up if you can. Sign up immediately because the slots are going to go quickly. And I just happened to look down at my email. I logged on. I was fortunate enough to get an appointment. When I got there, I'm like, they're going to give me some kind of trouble because I live in Connecticut. And they didn't. They were just like,
here you go.
Here's your shot.
They want to be helped. You know, if you think about it, not a lot of people, Cherry Grove, Fire Island, live in Cherry Grove, Fire Island.
Yeah, no, they're all from
exactly.
They're all from wherever.
Yeah, it's like a summer thing.
All right.
Well, let me know if anything
my
weird.
My second shot is August 19th.
Oh, really? The other thing we have to like after you get the shot, you sit there like 15 minutes and make sure you're not going to pass out on them.
No, they were like, no, cool, you're good to go.
Okay.
They were like, the woman did pay me a very nice compliment. I got to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
She's like name. And I said, Scott Haney. And she goes, age. And I said, 58. And she went, you're 58? She's like, I'm moving here.
Wow.
Did she turn you back?
Right.
She did not turn me back.
She converted you? Like,
she didn't realize she didn't have a shot, right?
I was like, this is great.
This listener on Twitch is writing, does it count if Alyssa hooks up with Scott for a one-nighter asking for a friend?
Doesn't one cancel out the other?
It does not count. We both wouldn't enjoy it.
Exactly. I'd be like, whoa. Have you always been a lesbian your whole life?
I dated guys for years. I just realized 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
You found out.
I found out recently. I know. I'm having bad flashbacks.
Was it like in the middle of a date? I just realized.
Pretty much.
I knew the first day you came in.
Chaz, so many people say that to me. Yeah. It's a thing. I know. I knew, but like I didn't
know. And I don't have gaydar.
No, you don't.
Well, you do because you knew. And like I looked feminine.
No, you know what it was?
I was hitting on guys.
We had a cop on the phone.
Mm. Yeah.
And you were fake hitting. I could just tell by the way.
That's all I do.
Over the top.
It's like you were trying to act like
Yeah.
You were
oh,
doing
yeah.
It?
Yeah. And everyone was like texting me like, oh my God, you're so bad. And
it
I was
like
oh,
listening
I'm so
to
gay.
A girl who knows nothing about football talk football.
Right.
Yeah. Like, yeah. There's going to be like, there's going to be a lot of home runs in this football game.
That's how I feel. Like I'm allowed. Yeah, like I was allowed to do that because I secretly liked women.
You know, when you're on the mound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you in a relationship?
I am. I'm in a new relationship.
Oh.
Oh, how new? How new?
A month.
Oh, that's pretty new.
She's amazing.
I saw a picture of you guys on your Instagram.
She's stunning. Like, she's amazing. Like, thank
really
you.
Really nice.
You look good.
Yeah, you make a good looking couple.
We met on Tinder. She's 32.
You're
like,
kidding.
I know.
And she can't kill spiders. So
she can't. I killed spiders.
Yep.
I'm the man in that
she's,
part.
She's a spider killer.
That's right.
Now, do you have to pay for Tinder or is that free?
Tinder's free. It's free.
Tinder is free. Maybe I get on the Tinder.
I got to tell you something, Scott. If you put your picture on Tinder, people are going to think it's fake.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah.
This is a setup.
Yeah.
They are.
It's a sting operation. For real.
Yeah. You should try Tinder, Scott.
See, send me some weather equipment.
Yeah, all right. I'll give anything a whirl.
I wasn't going to. I was just doing, you know, Bumble and Hinge.
I'm sure you took your Tinder down, but do you remember what you said about yourself and your profile?
Me, it's always the same thing. It just says, I'm in love with making people laugh. That's it. That's all it says.
Oh, wow.
In my
that's
age.
Perfect.
Wow. That's it.
Although Anthony did call last week, and he said he missed me.
Anthony.
Oh, it's my favorite boy name.
The guy from California?
The guy from California.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Forgot about him.
I was like, whoa, right. What is happening?
You said, who is this?
said, who is this?
Who is this?
And then I had to say, excuse me. And then I said, could you hang on 1 second? I said, you have to leave right now.
I got to go. Kev, here's something on the drawer.
You got to go. Anthony's on the phone.
Tiptoe.
I don't know. I remember that whole deal. It's like, just move on.
Yeah, I'm just saying, he's still a good friend.
Yeah, that's great.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Why do I say good friend? You say you guys are bastard. Hey, the schmuck.
No, he's not.
Okay,
so
same.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And good. Alyssa, was the dating pool, is it tough? Is it okay for you, or do you find it tough?
I just, like, I got lucky.
She bounced back pretty quick from relationship.
I was super depressed from my ex relationship. And I don't know, my therapist told me it was time to download the apps. And I was like, well, if she's saying it.
Was that a metaphor for something else?
She's saying that I got to do it.
Time for you to download the app. Okay.
One date with this new girl. And I was smitten. Oh, my gosh. My mom was
smitten.
Like, thank God.
Sounds like a wet mitten, smitten.
Smitten for the kitten.
I was smitten.
Smitten for that kitten.
She got smittens.
She at the comedy show tonight?
She's coming.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She's, right now.
We have a table for her.
What'd you say?
We need to put her somewhere.
Like, I know. My parents are going. And I got to buy her ticket before. Yeah, I'm going to buy her ticket. And
we're going to have a chair that has a
arrow ticket. She's coming.
Okay,
in.
My parents
she's
bought their guest. Tickets. Yeah, we're all, you get to meet them. She's excited to meet you guys.
All right, so we got to, I'll
yeah, where are you going to be tomorrow night?
Tonight, we're doing a comedy show for veterans.
Yes.
And Help Our Military Heroes, this great organization. What they do is, you know, the VA will pay a little bit of getting a veteran who needs a specially equipped van. They'll pay a little bit of it, but there's a lot of red tape. What this organization does is they cut through the red tape, they get the VA to put the money out, and then they fill that gap between what the VA does and what the van costs.
The cash to balance,
they've done, and this woman, Lori, and her whole team, they work for nothing, they do it for nothing.
Yeah.
They've committed their life to this. They've done 189 vans.
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
Yeah, they really are.
It's insane.
That's
really
a lot.
And we get to just go tonight. You buy a ticket. You laugh your ass off.
Right,
you
hopefully.
Help these. Like,
we're
hello.
Helping.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. And it's all love at these things. I love it.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
AJ's doing a set. Alyssa's doing a set.
Terrific.
Mm. Yeah, we wish you were here.
I'm going gay camping this weekend, so I can't
you're
go.
You're going gamping?
I'm going gamping, exactly.
What is gay camping?
Designer tents, first of all.
It's glamorous camping.
They look like high-rise
buildings.
And not
just any beans and wieners. It's all gourmet.
AJ, what is wrong with you?
It's funny.
That's amazing.
You can say it, weren't you?
So I'm guessing gay camping is what, like a hotel near the beach or
showers? No. It's a campground in Pennsylvania called The Woods, and it's inclusive for gay people, and we all go camping together.
Oh. So do you need to be gay to go there? Or they
I think you need
it?
To be gay.
Oh, I'm coming. Wow.
Is there a test?
And they search you when you show up.
They search to make sure
there's
to put their gaydar.
They search to make sure you're gay.
Oh my God, they'll know immediately with me.
A hamburger, which one you pick?
You should see how I stand.
Oh, I'd love that. Scott Haney, Channel 3 is on. I just got him to agree to be part of the auction that we do tonight at the Veterans Gala. We're going to do a dinner with Chaz and AJ. The best steak you'll ever have in your life is at the Gathering at Mill Pond in Northford.
Yes.
It's insane.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
They have the cows right outside.
Right. The piece is missing.
It's unbelievable.
It's like the lobster tail. Right. Like, which one would you like?
Right.
Oh, my God.
That's my kind of place.
Right. Which one's got a good ribeye on it?
Yeah. So Scott will be a part of it. So you have dinner with Chaz, AJ, Scott Haney.
Wow. That'll be fun. That'll be awesome. That's and that gets us together. We never get together.
It's true.
Yeah, really.
That's awesome.
And then every penny of whatever, you know, we get goes right to help our military heroes.
Loud and chewed our mouths open.
So I was telling Scott, it'll be the best steak he ever had. And he said the best one he's had so far was where?
MGM Springfield.
Okay.
I could see that.
It was unbelievable. Like, I couldn't believe it. I got it home, and it was, like, half, like, warm because I took it home because they cooked it for a segment for us. And they were like, we're going to throw it out. You might as well take it home. And I was like, all right.
Okay.
I got it home, and I was like, oh, my God. It tastes like butter.
It wasn't even at the restaurant.
Wow.
It was, like,
it transported.
No. That was almost garbage steak.
Wow.
Oh, I love garbage steak.
Oh, garbage steak is so awesome.
Especially the garbage.
I love garbage steak.
Why don't you brush everything off of it?
There's still meat on here.
I think that's my nickname, garbage steak.
Garbage steak, that's cool.
My drag name is Angus Beef.
That was amazing.
Oh, that's
awesome.
AJ said the best steak he's ever had is Paces.
Paces on Long Island. Porch episodes.
I know Paces. Absolutely.
That was a thing. People came near and far for that place.
Yeah.
I love that place.
The aged dry rubbed porterhouse was my favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Please, don't do this to me right now.
That was like bone sucking good.
I'm telling you, this dinner that you're going to have with us,
really,
you're
going to
love
water.
The steaks. Oh, yeah. Jennifer and I went there. I was like, this is the best steak I've ever had.
Oh, okay.
I love steak.
What are we thinking? What do you think we're going to get? What do you think?
What
are you looking for?
We have a couple of good things to auction, so I'm not sure. But we have Bruce Springsteen tickets.
My God. You guys have really good tickets. You got some really good items.
In the owner's box.
The owner's box.
We got
box.
Steve Miller front row tickets.
Yep.
We got an autographed Van Halen 1984 CD framed.
Yep.
We got Beatles artwork from Yellow Submarine, the original animator.
Numbered,
limited edition.
Yep.
Now, what would have been awesome is if Ashley gave two tickets to her wedding.
Right. I want folks to go to these
auction
things.
That
Why don't we do that?
You know? Surprise!
They could take my seat.
We did find out yesterday.
Boom, I'm out. I did it for a charity.
We did find out yesterday she had people bail.
Seriously?
She's got at least two seats open.
Yeah, but they'd be sitting with Chaz.
Oh, my God. You would get thousands for that.
You know, I'm willing to take it for the team here.
I would pay thousands for that.
I'll see. There you go.
I'm going to crash.
Listen, I see what's happening. The panic that would set in having people just not expected that she was not expected to be there, just there.
That didn't get tested.
She would never be, right? She would never be able to get tested.
And if you go, you should dress loudly.
I'm so
sorry. Hawaiian shirts.
Dress like Elton John.
Yeah. Right. They have to come.
I'm so glad I suggested this.
I'm going to crash it.
Oh, my God. This is awesome.
I already decided.
Well, I'm willing to give up my seat.
Just like that.
It's all for the vets.
Well, I hope you come out. You know, if you're listening and you're thinking, I have no plans tonight, I hope you come out and join us tonight. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah, come.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got to give a shout-out to Mike and Patty Rano. They came to one of my public appearances yesterday. They're going to be there tonight. So
nice.
They were good people,
good.
And they bowled with me, and we had a good time yesterday. So thank you.
Good.
AJ's not liking his shoes that he's wearing tomorrow to the wedding.
Yeah, they're kind of,
Why, because they're not
sandals? What's wrong with the shoes?
Well, no, and I do wear shoes and socks.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know.
That would be hysterical.
That was an honest question.
No, would not.
If you wore fancy
flip-flops. That was
flip-flops.
An honest question,
no,
AJ.
Would not. No, we did that one time for Chaz and AJ when I felt like an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I always feel like one.
Right, yeah, no. I'm thinking of these Italian loafer things. I'm like, now I'm not digging them. So.
Oh, they sound good.
The brown ones?
The black ones, yeah.
Oh, black ones.
The black, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not really digging them, but, you know, I'm also not going to run out and buy shoes now either, so.
Right. It's like I bought a shirt yesterday. It was $68 for a shirt.
Yeah.
A t-shirt, like one of these wicking shirts.
Oh, yeah, the moisture wickers.
So it was, right, $68. I looked at the model, and I said, that is for me. I put it on at my house. They shipped it to me. I look like Fred Flintstone. I said, this is,
isn't that amazing?
I have, going back.
I have like six different shirts. And I'm like, let's go in the model. Okay, I'm going to buy that. Yeah, great. Yeah. Like,
I'm going to buy this. No, doesn't look good on me. And that's for sure.
They're all for Taiwan. They have no shoals in Taiwan at all. It's like, I had to get in like a snake. I had to like work my arms out. I'm like, I'm like, I can't put my arms down right now.
And then they make you pick the reason for return. And I said, I look ridiculous.
I look like there was too much starch in my shirt.
Was that one of the options? I look ridiculous.
At least
I look ridiculous. It was one of the options.
I can't put my arms down.
Like the kid from Christmas Story. I can't put my arms down.
That's what it felt like. I'm like, oh my God. You're being contortionist in this shirt.
What's a good wedding gift?
Oh,
I mean, in terms of cash,
right? I think money.
500
for real people.
Five
for two people. You want to go to my place? Yeah. Go for it.
It depends on your relationship with the person.
She actually accidentally told us how much it cost per head.
Yeah, she did.
Oh,
she said it on the air, didn't she?
Yeah,
I don't recall.
So now you know what you owe.
I don't recall. What was it again?
200
Yeah, it was a little over, I think.
Wow. 200 ahead.
Yeah, you gotta cover the plate and then give a little more.
Right. Okay, so 210.
299 cents.
Yeah, 299 cents.
Hey, $10 at McDonald's for a couple. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Get the number two. You good?
Not to talk about McDonald's right now.
You got to auction off those tickets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Use mine. Use mine.
Yeah.
From the gas money over there, I'm missing a gig. Yep.
I don't feel like being.
You guys got a busy weekend tonight and tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
Then we're on vacation next week, so we won't talk to you.
Next Friday. Okay.
Yep.
Right. So we'll talk again on the 19th, I think it is.
Yeah, I'll be trying to make money during the week to pay for this wedding. I'm missing a comedy gig tomorrow night. I got the gas money. I got to give a freaking gift.
You should do a fundraiser for you.
Seriously.
You should.
I want a GoFundMe page.
You should do one.
Why not?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Is that against their policy just to raise money for someone who just can't manage money?
It's either that or I got to get a cardboard box.
Please sign me up for that.
I'm going to get a cardboard box bumped. I do radio. It's standing in the parking lot. Morning show co-host. Need money. Morning show co-host.
All right, Scott, you got to go do your TV thing.
Yes.
Thank you, man. Have a great weekend.
All right, well, good luck, and tell Ashley I said all the love and kisses in the world.
All right, well, Jerry and Clinton.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good morning.
Friday. Good.
Happy Friday.
So I was just, the dumbest thing I've done, and I'm not going to use real names because I don't want it to incriminate me.
Love the story already.
All right, good start.
Prove it.
When COVID first hit, we started working from home, and so, you know, we're working at home, and then I got frustrated with my boss over the phone, and so then I went to lunch, and I called the other girl that I work with because she was working at home, and I'm like, oh, my God, you're not going to believe Sharon. She just, like, really pissed me off and, you know, upset me, and then I went on, and she's like, do you know who you're talking to?
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm talking to Kim. She's like, no. And she goes, this is Sharon.
I was just kidding. I was just, I knew it was you.
That's a horrible feeling.
Oh my, I was like, silence, and like, felt, you know, and she was really a great sport, you know, sport about it. Whatever, because she's like, you know, if you have an issue, just tell me. Don't go call anybody else.
This is Sharon.
About it. So oh. I was like, oh, my God, okay. And, you know, after that, like, we were, like, the best of friends or whatever. I mean, everything worked out well, thank God. She was a good sport, and I felt like crap, of course.
Yeah.
But just, that was it.
I just picture, like, this is Sharon. Oh, it is. Hang on a second. You hear a window open.
I called the, I called the other girl that I was going to call, and I told, you know, I told, I'm like, I'm wondering why, like, I didn't hear your dog in the background or anything. I knew something was up.
Where's Fritzy?
Yeah. Yeah. That's that, so it's, that it's was tough it. When you're going back and forth like rapid text with multiple people.
Oh my God! Yeah.
And then you send the wrong thing.
Oh, yep. It's the worst feeling ever.
To the wrong person.
Right. Yep. So that's a mushroom. That's a mushroom.
Delete that, please.
Right. And now, trust me, it's a Yes album.
When I was dating, I got a screenshot from someone of our own text conversation and was like, I don't even know what to say next. I was like, well, you could just start with, you know, hi, or yeah. How's it going today?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, my God, please forget this. I was like, don't worry about it. It happened. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, Jerry, thank you. You're in the running.
All right,
for
you're welcome. ZZ Have
Top
a good day.
You too. Thanks
you
so much.
Too. Gary in Torrington.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, you.
We're celebrating stupidity.
Right.
What do you got?
Yeah. Runs rampant here.
Yeah, this was one of those stupid things when I was younger. I was racing I was racing a bunch of my friends over to the movie theater one night, and I thought I was being kind of cool, and I cut off a side road to kind of, you know, get there quicker.
Right.
And didn't realize that the side road was a dead end with no cul-de-sac.
Oh.
And ended up just slamming on my brakes. So luckily nobody got hurt, but I slid. There was nothing but woods at the end. And then, of course, I got to the movie theater, and all my buddies razzed me. So, at least it ended up okay.
Yep.
What took you so long?
Right.
Exactly.
We were at a bar one night, and this guy's doing burnouts, this really nice Mustang up and down the street, right? And we're all going, yeah, right? Finally, does his burnout. He just goes for it. He just goes flying down the street. And we go, does he know it's a dead end? We just heard screech, bam.
Nope. Luckily, I didn't hit anything, so.
Yes. Yeah. That's important.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Yeah, I just got a brand new IROC in 88.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Got this girl in the car. I'm like, I'm going to impress her.
Uh-oh. That's always how it starts.
It went the other way for me.
Oh.
Yeah. I hit the gas. The car spun out on some sand.
Uh-huh.
And I just clipped the nose on a telephone pole.
Oh.
Not enough to make real damage, but dinged it.
Yeah. And to you, you know, everybody else like, oh, it's just a ding. But you, the car's totaled.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's every guy. It's like, hard to look cool. Oh, my God!
Hard to look cool after that.
Yeah.
It is hard.
Yeah.
Rich and Seymour.
Good morning.
Hey.
Can you talk into the mouthpiece?
Rich.
Yeah.
I'm talking into my mouthpiece.
No. Do better.
Are you wearing a
pillow? You can do better.
Yeah.
Let me see what's happening here. Sorry.
That's okay. You have a thick mustache and beard.
There we go.
All right. Is that better?
Yeah. Much better.
Yeah, see? It's look very easy.
Look at you, man.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. It's
now we're back.
1989. I was in the Bronx, New York, and I got arrested with 28 bags of heroin and 12 quarter grams of cocaine.
Just get out now.
Are you okay?
Wow.
No, I'm not on it now. But anyway, I went to jail for 3 days, then went to night court at 2:30 in the morning. Where they changed the charges to discon, which is disorderly conduct.
Wow.
3 days, time served.
How did that happen?
Where's the dumb part kick in?
Did your dad have some influence?
No, that's what was happening to everybody.
Really?
Oh.
Yep.
It was a great time of your life.
Before Giuliani.
If I was in Connecticut, I probably would have got 10 years for that.
Right. Yeah, no doubt.
Right, still be there.
Wow. Yep.
That was dumb.
And now you're not dealing drugs, right?
Oh, no.
Okay. No, he sells cars.
Good boy.
That was another lifetime.
Yes, I hear you.
What do you do now?
Well, I'm retired now.
Oh, that's okay. Good.
What did you do before you were retired?
I did commercial roofing.
Nice.
For about 40 years.
Very tough work.
And you don't want to be on that roof when you're on heroin.
Oh, hell no. So.
No, you don't, even without it. But, yeah, that's even worse.
I'm with you.
All right, Rich, thank you.
Thanks,
you're
sir.
In the running, and appreciate it.
No battery and charger.
All right, this call now in progress. Tom and Nuggetuck. Tom?
Oh, to my...
That's us. Hello. Hi.
Tommy boy.
Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Tom.
Hey, how are you guys? Long-time listener, big fan.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Can you talk into the mouthpiece,
please? It's not the continuous last call.
Yeah, it's really...
Wait, did you just pass
the phone over?
Right. They're the same car. Here, you talk to him.
Is it much better now?
No.
Oh.
We'll have to rip and start here.
Mouthpiece.
Yes.
Right.
Affirmative. Can you hear me?
A little better.
I'm in hell.
Right. Okay. So
this is my hell.
Right. So
when I die, if God says you're going to hell,
right,
this is where I go.
Okay.
It's one call after another.
Right.
Can you talk it to the mouthpiece?
Yeah.
Right. No.
Yes,
can you talk it? How's this? Can I hear me?
Right.
No.
Yeah. All the important like hell stuff, like the cooling.
Take my pen. Stab.
The cooling center in hell is.
This ain't the dumb thing, by the way.
I'm
right,
dying to hear.
Tom.
What is it?
Hey,
dumb thing is he called the show and doesn't know how to use the phone.
Hot peppers.
What's that?
Can you hear me? Hot peppers. Hey, cleaning the peppers.
Tom, can I ask you where the mouthpiece is?
In the hot peppers.
I'm sorry, my phone sucks, I guess.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, most of them do.
Can you hear me?
Do you have speaker?
No.
Okay.
Wow. This is going well.
Those track
is it a
phones
flip phone?
Track phone.
You know.
Oh, okay. Tom.
A little better. I'm dying to know what happens now.
Yeah. Now we got to let this call go.
Yeah, we got to.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, much better. What happened?
Peppers.
All right. There we go.
Hot peppers.
Peppers.
Hot pepper story.
You touched your eye.
You touched your penis.
Well, that's part of it. I went to the bathroom first.
Oh, hey. That's where balls of fire came from.
Yeah, tears started coming out of my eyes, and I touched my eyes.
Without washing your wiener hand. Ew.
Thank God.
Ew. Wow.
That's and everybody great. At the party came running in.
Oh.
And, it was a big mess.
You zip back up before then, right? I see a zucchini.
So it was like three dumb things in a row.
Nice,
so.
Man. Nice.
And then we put the call as the cherry on top.
Exactly. Yep. Right. It's a four.
All right.
Thanks,
we got
man.
Through it. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
All right.
Have I got hot nuts for you?
We're celebrating and rewarding stupidity.
Right.
Which isn't that what we do every day here?
Every day.
Every day. Chris in East Hartford.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning. Tell us how stupid you are.
Well, I could go on for a long time.
Well, we narrowed down to one.
One story
yes.
with you.
Okay.
So, I'm in my backyard. And it's just getting dark outside. I have the bright idea. I'm going to clean up some twigs and sticks and stuff and
okay.
throw them in the fire pit and have a fire. So I grab a machete.
Uh-oh.
Meanwhile, I'm in my my flip-flops out there, and I'm chopping the stuff up, throwing it in there, and I go to toss the machete, in the dirt,
And
thinking it's going to stick in there and stick up and everything.
Like stick in the ground.
Yeah, like you see in the movies.
Yeah.
Right.
Like you're some badass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How many toes do you have now?
to call them 9.5.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Oh, no.
There was a brick right underneath the dirt. So I watched the machete swing down, and then it hits this hard surface, I think, in my head, because I watch it bounce back up. Do that little shaky, spinny thing metal stuff does, and then it proceeds to stick in the top of my foot. So I push it out real quick, and there goes the leak. So my foot starts leaking everywhere.
Put it back in.
I like leak better. There goes the leak.
Ah, crap, I'm leaking.
It's funny, because when you do something like that, you pull it out, and you're like,
one
how
Mississippi,
bad is it?
Two Mississippi.
And here comes
right,
the leak.
You see the red begin, it's like... Yep,
right.
Exactly.
Mm.
Yep. Launch.
Right.
Yep.
And this is my best thinking sober. you know, never mind any other state. You know, so I hobble back in the house and I wrap it up, go to the ER and blah, blah, blah. And so anyway, now a couple of my toes don't move because I cut through the top parts there. To hold
oh, you
together.
Hit like a main thing with like all the artwork works.
Yeah, those stringy pieces that
yes.
pull everything.
Right, the ligaments yeah. and whatnot, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's the ongoing joke with my kids and my wife.
And
now,
there was no surgeon that could fix that. Interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're done. Yeah. Go home.
Yep.
Yeah, we stopped the leak and...
Right. You can go home now.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, Chris. Thank you. We'll put you in the running for the ZZ Top tickets.
Yes. No more machetes for you.
Oh.
No, thank you.
Seemed cool.
Yep. It is mine. It looked really cool.
Yeah. Just yep. stick it in the ground.
Right. Look at me. I'm a badass.
It's like throwing an axe... And yes. a piece of wood and it sticks in. It's like, boom.
Yeah. So they bounce back at you like, ah!
My foot.
Which I've had happen. Ah!
Yeah. Bert and Shelton.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Cool.
Hey, back in the 70s, my cousin gives me about half a pound of wheat to sell for him.
Nice.
And, of course, you know, I didn't sell it all.
Can you talk into the mouthpiece, please?
Yeah. We're missing you. Yeah. Okay, good.
No, now you are.
Better?
Thank you.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. And, of course, I didn't sell it all. And he goes, I'll leave back for he's going back to college or something. And sure enough, it's late at night. I get back home, and I got the rest of the weed. And I said, what am I going to do with this? So I put it under the seat of his car, and I write a note. Put it on the windshield.
Oh, no. Your weed's yep. under the seat.
No. Get out.
Oops.
There it is. Next morning, who's the first one up? My uncle.
Oops.
Sees the note, pulls the weed out, and that's when all the
right.
everything hits the fan.
Right. And you wake up with a post-it on your forehead. You have a stupid cousin. Here's the idiot right now with an arrow.
It wasn't good.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. No, that's oregano. Put it in that spaghetti sauce.
You are not meant for a life of crime.
My cousin, my girl cousin did. She replaced it all with leaves and oregano and gave the weed back to my cousin.
Nice.
But, yeah, that was smart in her little part.
Yeah, don't confuse the two of those when you see grandma's eating a lot of salad. Grandma, are you okay? No. That's your fifth plate.
You are not meant for a life of crime.
No, you were not.
No.
That's a great story, man.
He would
man.
Rob a bank and just hand over his pay stub, the notes written on the pay stub.
Here's my address.
Yeah,
license.
Can you just send the money to this address?
Here's my account number, yeah.
Yeah. Bert, that's great.
Thanks,
I
man.
Love that.
That's awesome.
That's tremendous.
The weed's under the seat.
No!
Oh, my God.
It's just trying to be thoughtful.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, just trying to be helpful.
There's an idea. Don't.
You don't have to guess. I'm going to tell you. Here
exactly
it is.
Right. I know you're worried about it. It's right yeah. under the seat.
I know. Yeah. You know. I know mm-hmm. right. It's valuable to you. So, yeah. You know, here it is.
And don't wake me up. I'm going to sleep. Here's the...
I'm really stoned.
Jason, New Britain.
Hey.
Stop.
I don't know. Everybody went nice and funny. Now I need a...
No, yours is funny, probably.
No, we're looking for stupid.
Yeah, we're looking for dumb.
Celebrating.
Okay. Right, to be stupid.
This was stupid to me.
Okay,
I was about 16, skateboarding, long, tall piece of concrete. Thought I could do it, come barreling at it, fell, smashed my front teeth out, and broke my sternum.
Oh, no.
Is what he said at first. Wow.
I thought it was stupid, but.
Oh, no, that's very stupid.
What were you trying to do? Get over it?
Just backside 50-50.
Yeah, ride it.
Easy skateboarding things on anything else, you know?
Right, yeah, except when you fall and smash your teeth and break your sternum. Like Wile E. Coyote, he like came to a halt in like an eighth of a second.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here he comes.
He's at the hospital. What happened? Well, I forgot to jump.
When happened,
were you filming at the time?
About 2 weeks before I could talk again. So.
Oh,
I can't say anything because my sternum hurts.
Do you have your real teeth?
No. No, those are on the curb somewhere.
Yeah. Those were offerings at a curb guns.
It became part of the monument.
Somewhere's a squirrel with two front teeth.
It was a stern reminder not to try this.
Yeah, nice. Don't ever do that again. No.
Nice.
Yeah, not your forte. Yeah.
Cool.
Boy, if you film that, man, I'd watch that 100 times.
That'd go so
slow
viral.
Motion.
You want to recreate it.
Scrub.
Up to you. Wow.
That's one of those, no matter what angle you witness it, you're like, well, he's hurt bad.
Yeah.
I don't even have to know. Yeah. I don't even have to be close.
You're
like,
not
that's,
wondering.
That's
you slow
bad.
It down for the impact moment. Oh, yeah. It's got to
hurt. So you never got up. Somebody called an ambulance, or how did that go?
I don't know. I woke up a couple days later at my friend's house.
Okay.
So I just walked mindlessly, bloody.
Wow.
Somebody told me the security guard came out to kick us out, saw me fall, and turned around.
Yeah, he's about to say, get out of here.
Oh. When you make security leave, that's pretty bad.
Oh, well, he's done my job for me. No one's going to be skating after
I'm going to become a male nurse. I'm buying.
Right, that's the ultimate deterrent. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. You punched yourself, kid.
Thank you, Jason. And that was very entertaining.
That was great.
Glad
man.
You're okay.
Thank you.
We're celebrating stupidity. Dave in West Haven.
Hey, I texted a photo of a booger to my boss.
That's not so bad.
That's a great headline. Right.
He said it so guilty.
Right, right.
I texted.
Was it a decent-sized booger?
It was impressive. That's
nice,
why
very
was,
nice.
You know, photo-worthy.
Like a moon rock,
did you
right?
do it by accident?
Yeah, I meant to text it to my friend and, you know, wrong guy.
Right. As you do.
Did he write back? I need to know.
I think I had about... Yeah, it had about 15 hairs in it.
Oh.
Stop.
Oh, like one of those germs they show magnified like 15 million times.
It looks like a bug out of a movie, like Alien or something.
Does it still have the follicles attached?
I don't know what the hell that is.
Yeah.
Jesus. It looks angry, whatever it is.
Oh, no.
It has this moon-shaped thing on top like a fingernail.
Did you get a response?
The response is, what is that?
Nice.
Oh, no. Now I have to explain.
Right. I don't know. I found the cafeteria.
What type of job was this?
I'm a freelance writer, and it was just a client that I was working with. So it was just a guy that I pretty much never worked with again after that.
I don't know why.
Just seeing what was a real snot ball.
Yeah, it was awkward. It was awkward.
Oh,
right. Boy, that's a
well, you definitely
one.
Gave it your all.
That's a
oh, man.
No.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Yep, I'm not eating them anymore. I'm not having anything green
These
today.
Are great.
Nothing
we
green.
Excel at
yeah,
this.
No apple crisp for me at all.
Thank you, Dave.
Yep,
you're
good.
In the running for the ZZ Top tickets. We'll do one more. Mike in West Haven.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Back in like 2000, I was working at a rental company, and you guys know the owner, but I told his name to Phil.
Okay.
And he was working a forklift, and I was in a truck, and we had to move this 55-gallon drum full of 110 four-foot iron cast iron tent stakes.
Oh no!
And he goes, Mike, when he got it up there, he goes, let me help you. You know, and I said, no, I got this. And then it started leaning toward me, and I couldn't hold it up because it's so heavy. And then the brim of it wound up falling on me. The brim hit my hip, and then all the stakes came out and pummeled me. My torso, my neck, my face.
Oh, my God.
The world's biggest acupuncture. Like the goalie for a dart team.
I should have listened to my buddy and your buddy, you know, but
yeah,
he says, man, he goes, doesn't that hurt?
Yes.
And I was like, my adrenaline was still kicking in. So I was like, no. And then 10 minutes later, I said, get me to the ER.
I was stung by a lot of big bees.
All right. You're in the running. Thank you, brother.